In 1999, a NATO-led air campaign ended the civil war between the Serbian government of Slobodan Milosevic and separatists in the Albanian majority province of Kosovo. Kosovo officially remains a province of Serbia and Montenegro, and it's still struggling to rebuild public institutions that withered during Milosevic's rule. The legal system was particularly devastated. Albanian judges were removed from the bench, legal education was quashed, and thousands of court cases piled up. Philip Canning is the international co-director of the Kosovo Judicial Institute. He's taking time off from his job as a judge in Minnesota's First Judicial District. Judge Canning joins us by phone from Kosovo's capital, Pristina. Hello, Judge Canning.
Hello, Leanne.
Judge Canning, as best you can, how would you describe the judicial system in Kosovo at the time that the Milosevic regime fell?
Yep. Functioned about as well as any of the judicial systems in the former Yugoslavia. The laws that they had were quite decent, actually. Many of the former republics have continued to use those. It had the same problems that most of the communist countries had, that is, the questions of fairness, the corruption that was in the system, but by and large, I think it worked as well in this area as in any of the former republic.
What have the legal professionals in Kosovo told you about the condition of the legal system right now?
After the end of the conflict, the UN took control, of course, of the area under Resolution 1244, which gives them extremely broad powers. In redeveloping or reestablishing the judicial system, they appointed various judges, many of whom had been judges prior to Milosevic. And, of course, those folks had been off the bench for 10, 12 years. Kosovo, then, as before, had a prosecution system totally different than the United States. The judges and prosecutors are considered almost in the same camp. And so the former judges became defense lawyers because, of course, Milosevic had his own prosecutors as well as his own judges. Well, in the UN, then, in trying to fill the roles of prosecutors, or judges rather, selected from some of the former communist judges. And many of them, of course, bring with them the communist work ethic, which I hate to sound like too much of a capitalist, but it's what I've heard said many times, they pretend to pay us and we pretend to work. And so the work flow, or case flow, if you would, is extremely slow.
Is there anything that can be done to speed up the process?
Many of the agencies that are working over here and working terribly hard tend to forget that they need to develop the infrastructure first. For example, they're looking at developing the trials of these various cases that are hanging out there. But there's no court administration system within which to have a file. For example, they don't date stamp things that would come into the court administrator's office. You know, it doesn't take a $1 million computer system. It takes a rubber stamp with a date on it so that when somebody files a document, the court administrator puts a stamp on it, and that, in our country, starts certain things to happen.
Kosovo has been a very violent place. How much concern is there for the personal security for the judges and the prosecutors you're working with?
Incredible amounts. Here, many of the judges, all of the international judges, have close protection. They have bodyguards. They are driven. They have pretty much round-the-clock protection. Several of our district court judges also have close protection. Two of the judges that I meet with on a regular basis, who are presidents of the district courts here, both have been assaulted physically. And so it is real, and it is a significant detriment to trying to develop not only the rule of law, but, you know, an independent and autonomous judiciary.
Is there an undercurrent of ethnic hatred, say, when cases, in the nature of cases that are brought up and the decisions that are made in these cases?
Yes, and it's fascinating. And they say KJI has been in existence for 4 years, and we have moved from the pure lecture to more the case studies, where there's smaller groups and there's interaction. And it's amazing when you lay out a factual scenario that it's a wedding party, that's there are several Serbs there and many Albanians, and it is perfectly justifiable for someone to hit a Serb for speaking Serbian at an Albanian wedding. And when this question and this fact situation is posed to a group of judges, a significant number of them see that as acceptable behavior. So we've got a long way to go in terms of our work, but we're hoping that we're going to change some of those mindsets.
Philip Canning is the international co-director of the Kosovo Judicial Institute. He joined us from Kosovo's capital, Pristina. Judge Canning, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you, Leanne.